Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today we're going to talk about some of the issues I'm covering in today's World Affairs Brief to give you a view around the world of what's going on. We're going to talk about Hawaii falsifying the finding of Obama's purported birth certificate. We're going to talk about some of the court rulings that have taken away individual rights or refused to defend those rights. Should be a good show. So let's start off with Hawaii. Despite spending millions of dollars to cover for Obama's past foreign status as a student and as a youth, this issue of his eligibility to be president just won't die. As the Constitution was read in the halls of Congress recently, a woman in the audience yelled out that Obama has violated the Constitution because he's not a natural-born citizen as required, and she was removed by force. I'm afraid that's getting to be all too typical, including people who even want to record illegal acts by police that get removed by force. I could never understand why Hawaii didn't simply produce the original long-form certificate of live birth that Obama claims to have. Only a computer printout copy of some of the information has been shown to various Internet sources. And even if the common man doesn't know the difference in types of birth certificates, the state of Hawaii certainly does. Let me explain. The long form has details of who was present, including a doctor's signature, place of birth, etc., the hospital name. But Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie suggested in an interview published yesterday that the long-form hospital-generated birth certificate of Barack Obama may not exist within the vital records maintained by the Hawaii Department of Health. And that's absolutely true, because one never existed, at least not the certified hospital-type certificate claim is connected to Obama's Hawaii birth. In fact, there are no records in either of the two hospitals mentioned by the Obama campaign as birthplaces of his birth. Not only was he born in a hospital, he wasn't born in the USA at all. The only certificate the Democratic Campaign Committee has produced is a certification of live birth, which is not a hospital-certified, doctor-signed birth certificate. The only document to be could be obtained by as little as a parent claiming to have witnessed the birth within that year and date. No proof of such a claim is required. And I know personally, we did a home birth in Hawaii for one of our daughters, and we filed for and received a certification of live birth. No doctor's signature was required. No proof was required. We just went in and signed that we had had a birth in Hawaii. And that is apparently what Obama's mother did as well. Abercrombie told the Honolulu Star Advertiser he was searching for the definitive vital records that could prove Obama was born. He's actually trying to make this controversy go away. But suspiciously, the next day, officials in Hawaii say they've tracked down papers indicating that Obama was indeed born in. Governor Neil Abercrombie, who took office in December, told the Star, he said that our investigation indicates that there is a recording of his birth. It actually exists in the archives written down, he said. Well, we'll have to see. We'd like to see what, in fact, there is that they have found. Why is it, with all this assurance stuff, that they don't give us the real evidence? If they truly have the long-term certificate on files, they surely would have produced it by now. Now, the establishment put out a forged Kenyan birth certificate in this controversy to try and discredit the Kenyan claims of his birth there. This is a very typical tactic of the establishment. They'll take something that's true, and they'll create a forgery of it. But when they discover and announce that it was a forgery, it discredits not only the document, but the substance that was in the document. So by producing a forgery of the Kenyan birth certificate, now they can basically write away the fact that there was no birth in Kenya. But in fact, a new birth certificate.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And this is Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief, standing in for Alex Jones here at Infowars.com and at PrisonPlanetTV.com. It's a great pleasure to be with everybody today. We're reviewing some issues in today's World Affairs Brief. If anyone wants to get a free sample copy of the brief to see the full brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Interestingly, the United States is putting an end to the virtual fence on the border with Mexico. If it wasn't bad enough that the U.S. squandered billions on the virtual fence so that they could have yet another excuse not to build a physical fence, the U.S. is now giving up the virtual fence project as ruling it a boondoggle that it really was. Reuters says President Barack Obama's administration plans to pull the plug on the troubled virtual fence. This is the first time, of course, that the public has ever been told that it was in trouble. It was meant to purportedly guard stretches of the U.S. border at lesser cost than a physical fence, but the project run by Boeing Corporation has cost approximately $1 billion so far. It was meant to pull together video cameras, radar, sensors, and other technologies to detect smugglers trying to cross the porous border. The problem with the virtual fence, of course, It still requires that you get Border Patrol agents out there to try to find and intercept them after they've gone past the surveillance cameras. And that's a very, very difficult, costly, and dangerous project. The physical fence forcibly keeps people from getting across the border, and when it's rigged with multiple barrier sensors, it allows people to target exactly where the intrusion is coming from. You know, it's very interesting, as is pointed out by Alex before, that Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, was in Afghanistan telling them how to build a virtual and physical fence that can stop intrusions to that country, and supplying billions in American aid to do just that. Yet the Department of Homeland Security won't defend our own borders. One of the next topics that we've been discussing in the World Affairs Brief, which has serious implications to our country, is what happens when courts refuse to defend individual rights. In our movement, we make a lot of the Constitution and restoring its value to defend individual rights according to the the intention of the Founding Fathers. But unfortunately, our courts are failing to uphold the Constitution, even when they play lip service to it. The Associated Press told us this week about Utah resident Greg Revell. A missing plane connection cost a Utah gun owner 10 days in jail after he was stranded in New Jersey with an unloaded firearm he had legally checked with his luggage in Salt Lake City. Revell was flying from Salt Lake to Allentown, Pennsylvania in March 31st of 2005 with connections in Minneapolis and Newark. He had checked his Utah licensed gun and ammunition with his luggage in Salt Lake City and asked airport officials to deliver them, both with his luggage, to Allentown. But the flight from Minneapolis to Newark was late, so Revell missed his connection in Allentown, or to Allentown from Newark. The airline wanted to bus its passengers to Allentown, but Revell realized that his luggage had not made it onto the bus, and so he got off. After finding his luggage had been given a final destination of Newark by mistake, Revell missed the bus. He collected his luggage, including his gun and ammunition, and decided to wait in a nearby hotel with his stuff until the next flight the next morning. Now, when Revell checks in the following morning, and he again informed the airline officials about his gun and ammunition to have them check through to Allentown, he was reported to the TSA and then arrested by Port Authority police for having a gun in New Jersey without a New Jersey license. He spent 10 days in several different jails before posting bail. Police dropped the charges a few months later, but his gun and ammunition were not returned to him in 2008. So he filed suit against the state of New Jersey because he was totally legal and having checked, according to all regulations, checked his weapon without bullets in it into his luggage and was doing so the following morning. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court, without any comment, refused on this past week to let Revell sue Port Authority of New York and New Jersey for the arrest and for where he was arrested on illegal possession of a firearm in New Jersey. Now, this is an example of how our rights are given verbal lip service by government and the courts, but not defended or secured when government intervenes illegally. I cited several more examples of this in a recent speech that I gave at Utah Valley University called Why the Constitution is Essentially Dead and How to Fix It. There's been an overwhelming response to the speech. Basically, it goes into the evidence that I lay out that the Constitution is really being disregarded regularly, not only by police, courts, judges, and Congress, but that the Constitution can't be restored without a tighter legal language to help avoid the hundreds of thousands of court precedents that have been used to alter and evade the intent of the founders. You see, often in our movement, we talk about we've got to restore the Constitution. But when you take that to judges and lawyers in our society today, they say, what do you mean restore the Constitution? The Constitution is in vogue. It's in force right today. And you say, well, we don't mean the way that it's being enforced. We don't like the way that it's being interpreted. But we have millions of lawyers every year that are being trained in the interpretation of the Constitution according to these court precedents. And there's no way to undo all of those court precedents, even if you could successfully argue against them. Some of them are correct, in fact. Many are not. But the issue is made moot if we put the constitutional intent into tight legal language, and then that voids the previous interpretations, forcing them to have to alter or to argue on our grounds, not theirs. Now, I am not suggesting a constitutional convention which we could not control and which we would not have the votes to hold sway. In fact, the great danger of a constitutional convention is that we'd get a worse constitution, inculcating many of the socialist doctrines which are now done by interpretation. What I am suggesting is that we need to do our homework as constitutional conservatives in the land, and we need to tighten up the language, prepare to restore a version of the Constitution with tight legal language after we have built a base of support for such a thing. If anyone is interested in getting a copy of the speech, Why the Constitution is Essentially Dead and How to Fix It, they can go to my website in joelskousen.com, where it talks about that under the section of Law and Government. Well, there's a great deal that we need to talk about in restoring liberty to our country. The remaining few minutes here in this segment, let me talk about the discouragement that is often present with people of our movement in the constitutional conservative movement, conservatives in general, in trying to restore liberty. One of the biggest problems that we face is that we run into a wall of resistance from people who are educated in the mainstream media, but who don't understand the principles or don't have the specific facts about how our government and its liberty is being undermined. I often do a lot of consultation relative to my role as a high-security designer of homes around the country and an expert in strategic relocation. But one of the biggest problems that I run into are people who have differences of opinion between husband and wife about the severity of the situation. One of the things that I've learned to overcome the frustration of talking to other people about things that you hear on PrisonPlanet.com, the Alex Jones Show, is that one really should try to pre-screen the people that we speak to. I like to restrict myself to people who sense that something's wrong. I think that's a very important criteria. If a person hasn't got any clue at all, and what you try to begin to talk to them about will seem so totally foreign. So I think it's important to be able to seek out people who perceive through the workings of conscience that something's wrong sufficiently enough to be open to listening to things. That, I've found, is a way to take out the frustration of rejection. Sadly, most of us feel alone in this world. We're evenly spread around the world without being in a minority anywhere. I think someday in the very difficulties that will come in the future, there will be chances for us to coalesce and gather together and hold greater majorities. But until that time, I think we have to do our homework and to build the remnant that is very important to restoring liberty. Another thing that I would like to discuss, and we'll probably take that in the next segment as well, are some general principles of how we discern truth from falsehoods. There's many things that happen in the world, a lot of information out on the Internet, and it's very difficult sometimes to discern that. I think we have to be very, very careful, first of all, to talk about things that are too good to be true. Insiders that claim to be constantly feeding us information about government illegal activities. We have to ask ourselves, first and foremost, how would someone who claims to have deep and regular insider access and claims to be on our side continue to reveal those things without being discovered? Well, in fact, no such leaks are possible on a long-term basis without government knowing about it. Government surveils all communications and would discover and shut down any whistleblower very quickly if his information threatened to expose certain truths. Thus, any claimed insider who continues to feed information to our side must be considered a permitted leaker, and the information tendered should be considered suspect. Now, there are legitimate ways to track conspiracies using inductive reasoning applied to anomalies in the official government version of events or the inevitable cover-ups, but we should still be skeptical that anyone claims to know too much from the inside. We also need to watch out for people who use Christianity as a credential. Watch out for sources that can't be traced, some claiming to have insider access to Russian intelligence or U.S. intelligence. Those are some of the things that will be helpful to us to understand how to judge the news, what is true. We'll be back after the break.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's Paul Joseph Watson back with you, and I'm joined by Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com. We'll be going to some of your calls in the next segment. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And remember, we're doing the big Google trend searches today. They are, you are the resistance. That's the number one search term. You are the resistance. Number two, Occupation of America. And number three, V for Victory. And of course, this is tied into our V for Victory poster flyer campaign, which you can read about and get involved in at prisonplanet.com. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, you were talking before the break about the need to discern truth from falsehoods. And without mentioning any names, because you don't want to give them any attention because they don't deserve it, there are entire websites out there which, in my view, are as bad or even worse than the establishment media. Because the whole operation is based on inventing stories and so-called inside information out of thin air. So, I mean, Joel, delve further into that and why it represents such a threat to our success in communicating with people.
Well, that's right, Paul. It's very important for people to understand that conspiracy is real in life, and there's credible evidence of it, but the fastest way to discredit conspiracy is to throw out a lot of false conspiracy theory and false conspiracy claims that can easily be debunked. That's what a straw man argument is. They put out the straw man as they did in the JFK assassination or even 9/11, and then something that's easy to knock down. I think it's very, very important that people really take a scrutinizing look at what comes across the net. That's why I talked about those principles of too good to be true, especially, and I think it's not necessary to mention names, as you say, but there's quite a few out there, and even sincere people. I think it's important to realize that everybody who puts out a false conspiracy theory isn't necessarily on the other side. There are people who are sincere that simply get snookered by people who give them information that they perceive as true. And one of those, was the story that ran around the internet about the guys in FEMA jackets telling a county official that there was going to be a bank holiday and everybody pulled their money out of the bank. And it was a Christian who was promoting this, or the claim that he was a Christian. And so it made it very easy for people to accept it. But in fact, it turned out to be totally bogus.
And also, whenever you hear something coming from Vladimir Putin's inside sources, take it with a very large pinch of salt. Going to the callers. Phil in Ohio, your question for Joel Skousen. Phil, you're on the air.
Hi. Just a couple of suggestions. I listen to Alex every day. On the V for Victory campaign, I think it could be immediately effective. And after I heard it, I started doing it. Have a first entry and last entry on every email you send. Put a big V on the front and back. The other one is, most people have 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. Put a large V, and paste it or post it on your rear and side windows of the vehicles you drive. If that starts all around the world, I think that'd be pretty effective. The other is using one of those 8.5 by 11s, put it in a sheet protector, and put it on your front door. So those are the ones I had, and I do enjoy listening to you, Paul. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. All excellent ideas. That's right. Signatures on emails. So every time you send someone an email, the big V appears at the bottom of it. Bumper stickers, signs in the doorway, just like you would have for a political candidate. And if we can get the ball rolling on this big time, it can be, even more massive than the Obama Joker campaign, which went global and got tons of media attention. Rob in Idaho, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead, Rob.
Two things. I hear bumper music. Shall I hold?
Yeah, stay there, Rob. We'll be back after the break with more of your calls here live on The Alex Jones Show with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's V-Day on the Alex Jones Show. We're joined by Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com. Before we go back to the calls, Joel, tell the listeners how they can subscribe to your newsletter at worldaffairsbrief.com.
Thanks, Paul. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. It comes out every Friday by email. People can subscribe to it by going to my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. They can see a sample copy on the face of it and get a sample by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And they can click on the subscribe button. It'll take them to a PayPal page to pay the modest subscription price for a year's World Affairs Brief.
Okay. Rob in Idaho, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, Joel's been a resource for a lot of things, and we only disagree with him on one, but at the same time, and that's on, you ought to understand that the velocity of sound or shock in steel is 20 times that which it is in air. And when those turbines came across when the towers were hit, believe me, there would be two explosions heard in the sub-basements, but Anyway, Joel, my question, and you might consider that with some of your interpretations, but I would like to ask you, and you and I both know what's going on, but the general public does not, and seeing how Alex reaches a lot of people and doesn't cover this much, I wonder if you could discuss what the strategic, that is, the nuclear, biological, and chemical strengths are of the and the manpower of the United States versus the Russians and the Chinese.
Okay, good to talk to you again, Bob. Bob's also someone who has made some very cogent comments on various radio shows that I've heard or participated in before. The threat of Russia and China are very, very real relative to biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. We know a lot more about the Russian arsenals than we do about the Chinese. Relative size, interesting enough, is that the United States has essentially put all of the stockpiles into disposal readiness, meaning that they're being disposed of. And I believe that most of those, in fact, have gone through. The Russians, in fact, have not. Many whistleblowers have come out of the post-fall Soviet Union period and talked about continuing biological and chemical weapons factories in underground locations, probably in the Yamantau complex in the Ural Mountains. This is an underground factory bunker system, probably the size of the Washington, D.C. metro area underground. It's huge. There's a similar system about 15 kilometers away called Yasinski Mountain. And our inspectors have never been inside there. You know, the Chinese we know virtually nothing about. There have been very few defectors come out of China talking about their weapon systems, except to confirm that they're undergoing massive weapons rearmament, especially in the nuclear realm and the delivery system realm. I think they're starting their first aircraft carrier now, and but before they get ready to strike the West, it's my feeling that they need a full blue water navy. They're planning on capturing the entire Eastern Pacific from Japan all the way down through Australia and New Zealand. And that's why in my new edition of Strategic Relocation, I don't recommend the nations of New Zealand and Australia, even though they're very nice right now for relocation. They're basically selling out to the Chinese and will probably be occupied during the next war, making them very difficult for Americans who have been expatriates over there.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Regarding the first point, it's my understanding that William Rodriguez, who worked, of course, as a janitor in the World Trade Center, reported explosions in the basement levels before the first plane hit. So I'm not sure why the engines of the plane are an issue in that story when he clearly reports that the explosion took place before the plane hit. Kyle,
well,
in Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, I just wanted to confirm that the explosion that occurred in the tower was before the planes hit, so it would have been irrelevant. Also, scientifically, though, the engine spinning and turbines don't enhance an explosion significantly, at least in terms of pressure wave getting it all the way down to the basement. There's also the point that the video of the firefighters going into the basement or going into the lobby after that explosion showed no black smoke hovering or clouding near the ceiling. So if it were a fuel-induced fire, there would have been black smoke throughout the lobby.
Kyle in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Paul and Joel. Really fantastic show. I'm really enjoying it. I guess my question would be, if there were a checklist or puzzle pieces that you think that the New World Order needed to get their global government, what would still be left on that list, and or what do you think we should anticipate next? What do you think is going to be next down the road?
Well, that's a very, very good question. There's only one thing on the checklist, in my opinion, that they need to actually implement the full New World Order with the minimum amount of resistance, and that's a full-on Third World War, probably with a nuclear attack on America. And the reason I say that is because even though they have been slowly getting Americans used to, and British and Europeans used to, controls at an international level, When you start actually inconveniencing people, such as, you know, taking someone, a rancher in North Carolina, and putting on him an international wetlands in violation, having to have to hire attorneys in Brussels, Belgium.
We lost Joel?
Himself. No, I'm still here.
Okay, we'll get Joel back on the line. In the meantime, next caller is Brad in Michigan. Go ahead, Brad.
Paul, thank you for all your work that you do. We really appreciate you. Mr. Skelton, my question would be, with the all this about Ron Paul wanting to audit and investigate the Fed, how important do you feel that will be, and will that really make much of a difference?
Well,
can you hear me?
Joel, yes, go ahead.
Okay. I am fully supportive of Ron Paul's desire to audit the Fed. Personally, I don't think it will ever be allowed in any large degree. For example, the partial audit that just took place was, in fact, full of loopholes. There were most of the secret things were not in that audit. We learned enough about it to engender, I think, another cry for an audit, that this is a real secret financial conspiracy where money's flowing around the world as we speak, unknown to the American people, and it would cause a hue and an outcry. I don't think they'll allow it. I think they have the votes to stop Ron Paul and that. I don't even think they'll allow an audit of the gold stocks region, where the real power of money is among the central banks in the United States. But it's very important if we can get it.
And in the push toward it, the Fed, certainly, Ron Paul possibly going to become a senator. He says he's still considering the presidential run in 2012, but he's also considering running for senator there in the House. So, I mean, if he becomes a senator, obviously that push toward it, the Fed, will only gain more prominence and credibility. Kevin, in Alabama, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Kevin. What's your question today?
Yes, Paul. Doing a great job. Question for Mr. Skousen, also a comment. He was talking about earlier about how to get through to people who are really not yet awake about what's going on really in this country. And I think that was a good point. And could he expound upon that? How I would have to say, I've talked to my mother about these things, and of course she's of a different decade. A different, you know, grew up when you believed in the news, or at least three major networks. And so I wouldn't want to put it upon her to try to get through to her, because she really thinks I'm crazy about the New World Order and so on and so forth. So I would appreciate if he would expound upon that, and if he thinks it's a good idea that people pick up the phone and call their congressmen and senators, and what else can we do to hold on to our liberties. Thank you so much.
Well, that's a good question. You know, we can slow things down by putting pressure on Congress, and it does work. When we unelected a lot of congressmen after the wave of gun control that they put in, or the Democrats put in, even the Democrats themselves are just afraid to death to do any more gun control. That's why they keep throwing these false flag or other, evil terrorists, or domestic terrorists, or shooting events on people in order to provoke this type of thing. But I think it's very important to give people a little bit of the time and make sure that it's absolutely credible what you give in. For example, when I deal with people who are very reluctant, first of all, I don't try to push upon somebody who's just dead set against learning the truth. When they put up those walls and say, you know, you're crazy, I don't try. But for people who are legitimately interested in, there are some really open and shut proofs of quotes that show illegal activities or interference in the affairs of government. One of the best happens to be the quotation by General James Jones at the Munich Security Conference in February of last year, where he said, relative to honoring Henry Kissinger, that we at the National Security Council receive our daily marching orders from Henry Kissinger, filtered down through Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger, who are here with us today. There was an open admission of someone who's not an elected official of government directing the National Security Council as to how the government and their relationship with the president should work. And that's a provable quote. It's a very powerful thing, which will tend to open people's eyes. So don't try to give them everything at once, but give them certain things that are just undeniable so that it does open their eyes.
Thanks for the call. We're going to Europe. It's Divine in Denmark. Divine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Paul and Joe. I'm first-time caller. I've been listening for quite a while. I really appreciate what you guys are doing for InfoWars. And I think this whole thing going on with Obama and his birth certificate issue, him not trying to come out and let people know on which side he's on, is a real problem for American people and for the world as well. And I think it would be smarter if he would just let people know, because the truth is already out there, and for him trying to hide his situation and keep telling the American people that he's got a birth certificate that makes him an American citizen and being eligible to be an American president is just complete baloney. And he can't really hide anymore, so he just has to come out and let people know. And I actually had a question for, I don't know which one of you, Einstein, probably Joe, or maybe you, Paul Watson, but it's got to do with this Fourth Reich. As we all know, they're setting up for the New World Order. And I think from history, what we know about history, we know that the Roman Catholic Church has always been intimately involved in setting up this, even the First Reich, the Second Reich, and the Third Reich of Adolf Hitler. So my question is this, we know that the Vatican as well is still involved in setting up the Fourth Reich, but on Alex's show, he never really talks about the connection between the Jesuit order and the Roman Catholic Church and how they're intimately behind this whole conspiracy, because we know as well the Vatican is one of the largest corporations in the world, looking at their wealth and assets. And also from the book written by Jim Mast, the Rise of the Fourth Reich, he talks about this. Even also in the book written by John Conwell, Hitler's Scientist, and also the book written by Eric John Flems, the Vatican Assassins. He also talks about how the Vatican was intimately involved in all this conspiracy all over. So I would like you guys to talk to that.
Okay, Joel, what's your take on that?
Well, it's a very difficult question to respond to. I ran into, as a political consultant down there with the Jesuits in Latin America for many years. I've lived in Argentina, Uruguay, Guatemala, and El Salvador. So they were a very leftist organization, which had a very leftist agenda and worked hand in glove with many of the communists to bring them into power. And I did not see anything coming down from the Vatican to try to stop them. Clearly, I think that there has been some infighting within the College of Cardinals and the Vatican. There is a conservative wing of the Catholic Church, and there's a very left wing of the Catholic Church. There are many, indeed, questions about Vatican funding. The Vatican Bank is, and the Vatican itself is treated as an international separate nation. But my only problem with some of the books that have been written about it is they come into the category of people who claim to know too much. And that's why I doubt some of the veracity of the claims. In other words, I'm not willing to go on record to say that I know specifically where the Catholic Church might fit into this. I know they've had some very difficult dealings with Europe, with Israel, trying to impose upon Israel an international New World Order over Vatican and other sites, international jurisdiction. So there is indication in my mind that there is a New World Order faction within the Catholic Church. And certainly there have been popes who have compromised with the communists in bringing into power in Europe as well as in Germany in particular. So that's about all that I can say at this time.
And of course, it's true to say that, like many religious and political groups at the time, just before Hitler came to power as Chancellor, they were all bargaining for political positions in 1930s Germany. And it's also true to say that the Roman Catholic Church failed to speak out against the Holocaust, but so did many religious and political organizations at the time in 1930s and 1940s Germany. Todd in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Paul and Joel, I appreciate the conversation today. I wanted to mention to Joel that I've really enjoyed the video interview that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, and I've shared that with several people. A lot of good information there for breaking down kind of the left-right paradigm.
Okay, we'll take your question after the break. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show Live with Joel Skousen.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, January 21st, with Joel Skousen. Todd in North Carolina, you were finishing up before the break. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, Joel, my question is, I have a local, there's a local Christian activist and radio host that I'm acquainted with who has been invited to join the CNT, and he's actually, he goes to my church, he's invited Bob Record, who's the executive director of the CNT, to come and do some sort of a conference with the church and everything. And I just kind of wanted to get your take on the CMP a little further out. He's been talking about that more lately and trying to, he's been trying to dig into it with Charlotte Iserby and others. Paul, just an additional kind of request. There's a movie called The Edge of Darkness. I think it was originally a British miniseries or whatever. It was made into a major motion picture with Mel Gibson a couple of years ago. I'd love to see you all do an expose on that movie like you did On the Road. A lot of great parallels with what's going on today.
Joel Skousen?
Well, I was involved in Washington when the CNP was formed, so I know a lot about it. I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee, organization that we formed together with Richard Viguerie, who ran Conservative Digest, and Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus, and others formed the Heritage Foundation. And as soon as the CNP was formed as a very meant to be a very strong lobbying organization to try to keep the Reagan administration from compromising, it immediately got infiltrated with a lot of mainstream Republican people. And so it has been watered down in effectiveness, and it won't take views which I think are essential towards exposing the conspiratorial nature of the forces that control both the Republican and the Democratic Party. It is not, however, an evil organization per se, as many have accused, and I think Charlotte sometimes has felt that way. But it is one of those organizations that infiltrated in the, to keep it moderate, so to speak, meaning not to take positions which will really harm the establishment.
And I believe you touched upon that in your interview for PrisonPlanet.tv, which we recently posted, where you talk about also the infiltration of the Tea Party. Peter in Canada,
right.
Quick question, please. Go ahead, Peter.
Hello, Paul and Joel. A lot of smart people I listen to say a U.S. dollar collapse and global financial collapse is imminent or could happen in 1 to 3 years. People like Bob Chapman, Gerald Celente, John Williams of Shadow Stats are of this opinion. I've heard you say they can keep this game running for up to 10 more years. Why does your opinion differ from these others?
Well, my opinion differs for two reasons. One, I understand that there is a conspiracy to create a new world order, and they're not about to give us an excuse to attack them or unelect them or get them out of office, and that's why I think they're going to milk this thing along. And secondly, I'm the only one who preaches against hyperinflation because of the massive quantity of dollars internationally exists. They can inflate up to $10 trillion a year and not even get close to anything above a 10% inflation of the money supply, and very few have ever analyze that position from that view.
Okay, thanks for the call. Andre in Nevada, very quick. We're running out of time. Andre, go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just I wanted to say thank you for everything that you're doing. I thank you guys for opening my eyes and my family's eyes. But my question is basically, I've been paying attention to different publications and everything like that. In U.S. News, they had a magazine come out, and their title is Secret Societies, and I looked into it.
We'll speak about it next time, Andre. We've run out of time. Thanks to Joel Skousen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back Sunday, PrisonPlanet.tv.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.